Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec la 2, Learn English with News. It is Monday the 6th of May and today's news story is about an injured orangutan. But before I tell you what happened, let's have a look at our keywords. So some vocabulary from today's news story that you might not know. So if you'd like to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. I'm just going to give you the word without the definition. See if you can understand what it means based on the context. And then at the end, we'll come back to all of the words to look at how I use them. And of course, what they mean. So the first word is a verb. Heal. Maybe you saw this in the headline. Heal. H-E-A-L. And the second word, also in the headline, wound. W-O-U-N-D. And pay attention to the pronunciation. Wound. So it's oo, not wound, but wound. Okay, next we have another noun. Cheek. C-H-E-E-K. Cheek. And then a verb. Chew. C-H-E-W. Chew. And finally, a noun. Stem. S-T-E-M. Stem. Okay, listen out for those words. We'll come back to them at the end. Here is today's news story. When we're sick or injured, there are a variety of options at our disposal to help reduce or remove symptoms. But for the rest of the animal kingdom, it's a little more complicated. Without assistance from humans, animals generally have to wait for things to heal or improve. But one of our closest relatives, orangutans, have shown the importance of plants when it comes to cures and treatment. In Indonesia, a Sumatran orangutan was seen using a plant to heal a wound on his face. Scientists believe that the creature had suffered the injury while fighting rival males, as he was heard making loud cries called long calls in the days prior to the large cut appearing on his face. But remarkably, the orangutan, named Rakus, seemed to know exactly how to make it better. He applied a paste made from plants, and within a month, the wound had closed up and healed. It is the first time that an animal has been recorded treating an injury using a medicinal plant. Dr. Isabella Laumer, a biologist at the Max Planck Institute in Germany and lead author of the research, said, "They are our closest relatives, and this again points towards the similarities we share with them. We are more similar than we are different." The team of scientists first spotted Rakus with a large wound on his cheek in June 2022, but then they noticed that he was chewing the stem and leaves of a plant called Akar Kuning, an anti-inflammatory and antibacterial plant that is also used locally to treat malaria and diabetes. He repeatedly applied the liquid to his face for 7 minutes and then covered the wound with chewed up leaves until it was fully covered. It worked. The wound closed up within 5 days and there was no sign of infection. Rakus was fully healed after a month. The scientists concluded that he knew he was applying medication, as orangutans rarely eat this type of plant and because of the time he spent doing it. Dr. Laumer explained, "He repeatedly applied the paste, and he later also applied more solid plant matter. The entire process lasted really a considerable amount of time. That's why we think that he intentionally applied it." She added that it isn't known whether Rakus learnt this technique from other orangutans, or if he noticed the plant's healing properties by accident. She said, It could be that he accidentally touched his wound with his finger that had the plant on it. And then, because the plant has quite potent pain-relieving substances, he might have felt immediate pain relief, which made him apply it again and again. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a really interesting news story showing that maybe lots and lots of the things that can help us exist in nature. Now, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So the first word was heal, and we'll also look at the word wound. So the orangutan was seen using a plant to heal a wound on his face. So to heal is to cause something like a wound or injury or a person to become healthy again. And a wound is a damaged area of the body, such as a cut or hole in the skin or flesh. Next, cheek. So the team of scientists first spotted Rakus with a large wound on his cheek. So the cheek, that's a body part. It's either side of the face below the eye. Okay, two more words, chew and stem. They noticed that he was chewing the stem and leaves of a plant called Acar Kuning. So to chew is to bite and work food in the mouth using teeth. And the stem is the part of a plant which provides support for the leaves and the buds of the plant. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. You can read the full transcript of today's news story with all of those keywords and definitions on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. You'll also find a comprehension quiz. So it's 5 multiple choice questions to test your understanding and plenty of other bonus content. patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you're interested. I've left the link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.